This week on the Replay Podcast, we'll be covering part two of the hashtag Gamergate scandal and how ArenaNet likes to treat its employees.
To me, Gamergate will always be glorified revenge by my angry ex. It is constantly surrounded by nothing but hate.
She's trying to capitalize on controversy.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast recorded on August 1st. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinkin, also joined by Mitch Drake.
Hello.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
Adam Zeckley.
Howdy.
And special guest, Kai Armstrong.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Doing excellent. So, we haven't really changed what we have been playing since last week, so we're just going to get straight into it.
On to the second part of the Gamergate scandal.
Yes. So, this relates to the one and only ArenaNet. Mm. So, this is still kind of under the branch of Gamergate. As we've all learned last week.
There's a lot of parallels happening here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can we get that one more time, Mitch?
Yeah. There's a few things going on. So earlier this year, as in last month, ArenaNet fired two of its employees, Jessica Price and Peter Fries, stating that Price and Fries failed to uphold our standards of communicating with players. Jessica Price was fired for a series of tweets she sent in response to a YouTuber, Derior, who worked closely with a developer of ArenaNet. A co-worker of Price, Fries, was also fired for the tweets supporting her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like Gamergate, but reversed. Well, not reversed, like with the big
reversed?
One. No, it's like upside down, almost. My analogy is bad. Anyway.
You need to explain it a bit more right now. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Instead of the little guys being the people that are attacking, it's the big corporations that are like, you can't say that.
So Gamergate have moved their way up to try and focus on a bigger fish?
In some ways, yes.
Okay.
So, to give you an idea of the tweets that have happened, Jessica Price, if you want to find her, look it up because I don't want to give it to you just in case you're one of those people. Jessica Price said on Twitter, since I spent all kinds of time saying it on a Reddit AMA and I haven't talked about the actual game dev on Twitter in a while, here's a thread about writing for the PC character in an MMO. The dirty secret is I'm not sure if it's possible to make an MMORPG or CRPG character compelling because people have different expectations of what a character will be as opposed to a pre-designed character in a single-player game. Right? Fairly PC, nothing really.
Sure. Was that Jessica's quote?
That was Jessica's tweet that started all of this. So immediately afterwards, Derior of Derior Gaming said, really interesting thread to read. However, allow me to disagree slightly. I don't believe the issue lies with the MMORPG genre itself, as your wording seemingly suggests. I believe the issue lies with the constraints of a living story narrative design. Going on to say, when you want the outcome to be the same across the board for all player experiences, then yes, by design, you are extremely limited on how you can construct the personality of the PC. But if instead players were given the option to meaningfully express their character through branching dialogue options, which also aren't just on the checklist for an achievement that forces you to go through all dialogue options, then perhaps players would be more invested in the role-playing aspect of the particular MMORPG. So that was his response.
Bit of constructive feedback.
Isn't this her job, though?
Yes. Which goes on to her response. So, to give a bit of background, Jessica does get endless tweets of people telling her about her job.
And what's her main job?
Her job is a game developer and writer.
It's pretty standard in the industry these days, I feel. I feel like we've touched on this.
Keyboard warrior kind of.
I can do it better. You should have done it this way.
I myself have screamed on this show about being able to knock out a video game in 10 minutes.
Yes, yeah. I recall that.
I think I was directing that at what's the one with Darksiders? Yes, they should have just knocked out Darksiders 3.
Yeah.
Jessica came back saying, today in being a female game dev, allow me, a person who does not work with you, explain to you how to do your job. That got her fired.
Wow. That's pretty harsh.
I'm not agreeing with what she said, but what I am going to say is that it must be really frustrating to have consistent people sending you those messages. So, like, all the time that your baseline for what's going to get you angry is already, like, way high. Mm. So it doesn't actually take that much to rev you up because this is this is how you work. This is your environment.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think anyone would get mad. Like, if I was standing behind you right now, Mitch, going, oh, you just bump the gain up a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you're not doing it right. Just, yeah. Maybe if you didn't.
It's like backseat driving.
Yeah. So yeah. if you're being backseat game developed.
Yeah.
And given the context, this is why we did this in two parts. Given the context of the last episode, would this response be valid? Is that a bad question to ask, do you think?
So was she fired before Gamergate even came in?
This happened this month.
Right.
Yeah. So Gamergate was 2014, yes. I believe.
Yeah, but they still have like a lot of influence in the whole, you know.
Well, people on Twitter have, on Reddit have come out and said things, but we'll get to that in a second.
To me, this is less to do with Gamergate and more around the general idea of mansplaining.
Yes.
That this happens to all women in all professions. Mm. It's not restricted to just women in gaming. This is all women who work. Mm. You constantly get told how to do your job, even though you know how to do your job.
Yeah.
From my perspective, I do not, like, I have not experienced that, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's good to have someone that you can actually explain that.
So I have experienced that multiple times. And it means that the moment people start talking to me about my job, I'm already defensive. Because I'm getting ready to be like, you need to stop. I know how to do my job.
Which is basically what she said here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I get the whole idea of no one wants to be told how to do their job. And I guess I can't, I don't have any comparison because I don't have that happening to me every single day. Like there might be the off occasion, you know, someone go, oh, you could do this, just make it better. And I always look at it as constructive feedback, just because I don't get it every second of the day. So I definitely sympathize.
There's also a difference between getting constructive feedback from somebody who actually has constructive feedback for you and somebody who's just like, oh, no, but this is the general process of how to do what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no shit, Sherlock. Like, really?
Yeah. But when I look at like what you read there as what the YouTuber
had replied, yes.
I don't feel like he was being extremely harsh or anything.
Well, he did come out after her tweet about the female game today and being a female game dev, saying, so much for an open discussion, I guess. I mean no disrespect at all, that's capitalized. Never did, never will. Neither did I imply I knew better, nor has anything, again capitalized, nor has this anything to do with gender. Never did, never will. I will retract my comment because obviously I'm in the wrong forum for this kind of talk.
Yeah.
So
see, that's where like I feel like he wasn't trying to start anything. He was just trying to be like, hey, I got an idea, maybe something like this, like I don't know.
Basically he was saying what his opinion on that topic was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she didn't really get up him to a degree.
Yeah.
But she just wanted to express her frustrations.
Mm.
And I don't know if still the bad guy in this isn't Jessica, it's not Derior. It's ArenaNet for firing her over this.
Yeah.
And then firing a co-worker for defending her.
It doesn't seem like that bad of a comment that she made to the person that would actually make her get fired.
It's the kind of thing that would raise an eyebrow. Like, you go like, oh, maybe we should just have a chat.
So,
the ArenaNet could have just, you know, like, to probably delete the comment or probably retract and say something about it. So you didn't mean to, like,
ask her to apologize
on that. Yeah.
Give her the opportunity to actually explain what got her into that headspace.
Mm. Yeah. Because, not just you are fired.
Yeah, because I don't think either are in the wrong.
No.
I think that she's just already in a position where she's already revved up all the time.
Yeah.
Mm.
But what's this about a rando asshat? Because I thought that's why she got fired. I thought she called someone a rando asshat.
I couldn't find that tweet.
I've got that here somewhere.
Oh, okay, excellent. Because I did my initial research about 2 hours ago.
So it just says, Price's response makes perfect sense in that context and is the sort of social media venting that is hardly seen as scandalous in 2018.
Okay.
So you have a tone-deaf player and an exhausted developer who called a fan a rando asshat.
Just quickly.
Yep.
Has she made any tweets after she had been fired?
I will quickly look that
because I'd be interested to know whether she was like apologetic or a little bit annoyed that she got fired over this.
Yeah, I can imagine she would be annoyed at the very least, but I will look that up while we get on to the continuation of the rando asshat situation.
I'd be angry. Yeah. I don't think it warrants being fired.
No.
That's a pretty big leap.
Yeah.
And from we've had talks about this sort of stuff, and you should always give people the opportunity to
correct behavior.
Yes, yeah. Correct behavior.
Has ArenaNet seen a lot of flack for this from the community?
There has been a bit of flack, and there's also been a few posts from Reddit, which are interesting. Okay. I have one here that I do want to kind of express.
Yep.
So Reddit user Five Nights at under T413 commented, we can probably fire anyone on the Guild Wars 2 dev team as long as we make a big enough stink. Nobody at ArenaNet is safe from the hand of Reddit. We're literally running the company now. They're in fear of us, very users. They're in fear of the very users they seek to consort with. And if the devs stop communicating, we'll go straight for their PR team and cut them down. We actually play the game more than they'll ever be able to. The moment a dev steps out of line or tries to talk back to a player, guess what? They'll know we've got their hands on their throat. I think he means we've got our hands on their throat, and we can squeeze any time we like.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
So this is where the Gamergate kind of issue comes in, because this attitude comes out. We run ArenaNet. We can get any of you fired if we kick up enough stink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I guess, where they got like a bit of a power trip there when this happened. Especially getting two people is definitely a confidence boost, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this exclusively Gamergate, though?
No.
Or is it like the remnants of this attitude?
I think it's a continuation of the attitude, because I don't know if this would have happened to a male dev.
Well,
I don't think it would have.
No.
Wasn't Fry's... He's a male...
He's a writer, but he came out in defense of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
he got fired as well for it.
Yes. Yes. So that's where kind of... This is a very gray area now, where if someone has a bad day on Twitter, is that able to get them fired?
Everyone has bad days.
Well, look at Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
So that is actually being tied in with this in some ways as well. So... If you look at Google right now, I can quickly bring up some trends. So if I type in Gamergate right now, I'm doing this right now on the show. If I type in Gamergate, go to news and go to where?
Total Biscuit. Oh my God.
Vox writer connects dots that aren't quite there. Ties Disney directors firing to old game journalism controversy. At this point, I would not call 4 years ago old, but there's a lot of people saying that this could have links to James Gunn's firing. So he's saying like this kind of sensitivity is causing people to react like this. And Vanderweef, the guy that actually wrote the article, says that arguably this action has elected the current president, referring to Donald Trump. So this growth of the Gamergate community, this growth of 4chan, this growth of heavy misogyny basically elected Trump.
That's kind of a far reach.
It is a bit of a far reach, but you can see where he's coming from in some ways. Like, would the alt-right exist without Gamergate? Would the alt-right exist in the same way it does?
So James Gunn got fired from Guardians of the Galaxy because of his previous comments Twitter that had no relation to anything.
He had a pedophilic joke about 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was just a joke.
It's pretty bad, but again, 10 years ago, people grow from that.
Yeah,
true. Like,
is he making the same jokes now? I'm not defending his jokes. They're awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely awful. And if somebody made them now, I would argue that would be a fireable offense now. But he did them 10 years ago.
Exactly. Is that really a fireable offense?
I mean, we've probably all said jokes 10 years ago, which would put us all in high school, which would probably be absolutely horrendous if we had tweeted them.
I definitely shouldn't be in the job I'm in now based on my Facebook from 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I shouldn't be in any job just because of how cringy my Facebook is.
Wait, you can do magic?
Oh, no.
Where are these videos?
Hold on.
You can do magic?
Not really anymore.
You can do card tricks.
Oh, my God. Show me right now. Where's some cards?
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to reveal that about you.
Shut up.
What would have been better is if you just whipped out a deck of cards. Like, well,
just had one ready. I used to be like that. I would actually have, wherever I went, I got to that extreme where I would actually have a deck of cards ready to go wherever. I know. I was that guy. Compose yourself, Joel.
I don't know if I would have hated you or wanted desperately to be your friend. Like, it's one of the two.
I don't know.
I would be the friend one. I'd be like, you got magic? Or here's some repaired. Yeah.
Do not find this right now, Mitch. I know what you're looking
for. No, it's fine. It's fine. anyway, so there are cringy things we've all done in our past that have caused us to really kind of regret what we've said. But we're reaching the point now where the president of the US can go on Twitter and say any number of things. If James Gunn makes a pedophilic joke, he gets fired. If this...
10 years ago.
If this game developer defends herself from a backlash of hundreds of people onto one guy who's being a bit more polite than the others, gets fired.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's... I think people are overly sensitive nowadays. Like, there's a certain level that people should tolerate. It's the kind of thing, like, one thing... A joke can be funny to someone and extremely offensive to the other.
Yeah.
And there's still a very clear line about what jokes shouldn't be funny. I think James Gunn's joke today definitely wouldn't go down well if he tweeted that yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know if it would have gone down well 10 years ago. I think I would have read it then and been like, ugh.
Yeah, but how old was James Gunn back then, do you reckon? I don't even know how old he is now.
Was he doing much 10 years ago?
That's the thing. I don't think he was...
He was in his 40s.
40s.
Mm. Well, do you, like, look at his movies. Is there anything that's made, 10 years ago?
I think being... Being in the spotlight kind of gives you some obligation to kind of keep your act pretty clean.
What year is it? He wrote Romeo and Juliet. He wrote it.
So in 2008, what happened then?
That was 10 years. Oh my God, I looked at 20 years. What is wrong with me? Dawn of the Dead, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. So he made a pedophile joke while doing Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed. Okay, that's probably not a good
look.
That's pretty bad.
That's actually okay. Yeah.
But then on the other hand, Twitter was nowhere near what it is today.
Going through the idea of what Twitter is, it kind of does a bit deter from what has happened. Because ultimately, the reason... Like, it's not really clear to me why Gamergate has been tagged onto this issue. Basically, it's a female game developer being punished just trumps up Gamergate.
Well, what's happened is because of this, it's caused kind of like a ripple effect. And now a lot of the Gamergate community are using this opportunity to try and pressure other developers into firing other female indie developers or whatnot, people along the lines of...
So this is becoming basically a second wave of this.
Yes.
Do you think that ArenaNet should sort of hold their ground and not have fired her?
Well, I do have a quote here from Mike O'Brien.
The O'Brien dude is being... Price criticized him for saying that he made an issue out of nothing by the fact that they even addressed it.
I think the phrase, this was fine until it got to management, was mentioned quite a few times.
Yeah. So... what O'Brien has said in response to that is says he we took action on this as soon as we predictably could, was what he said. So from his perspective, as soon as they saw what the tweet was is when they took the appropriate action that they deemed necessary.
So firing someone for calling them an asshat?
Let me find it. A rando asshat.
I don't even know what that means.
Random. Rando.
Oh, rando. Right, of course.
That's why the random card in Cards Against Humanity is named Rando Calrissian.
Right.
You didn't know that either. Okay.
No, I didn't.
We need to educate Jordan. We all need to educate Jordan.
The fact that it escalated so quickly to firing indicates to me that there was a lot of pressure on them to fire her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's basically management giving in to pressure.
Which they shouldn't do, or should they do?
I
can say probably pretty confidently that everyone around this table would not have fired her in this situation.
No, I would have. No. Can't be like, that's probably not the best thing to say, you know.
Just delete your tweet. We'll just get out of here. Don't worry about it, that kind of stuff.
Would you want to...
Performance managed her.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
You know, watch what you say on social media.
Yeah.
You have a presence there.
Yeah, because it's that weird gray area where it's like your personal social account and... You're associated with this business. So there's kind of a weird overlap nowadays where businesses are taking interest in employee social accounts, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's such a weird area. And that Venn diagram is what I'm looking at, that overlap section in the middle where can people be free to say what they want, or should they monitor what they say in terms of who they represent?
Ultimately, freedom of speech is an American thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't extend to us, doesn't extend internationally as much. So people can say what they want to say, and they will argue it's a right that they have, but ultimately it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But the majority of, my understanding, the majority of countries don't have a Freedom of Speech Act.
Yeah.
It's just the states.
Yeah.
And because America is able to output its culture as an export, we all think, oh, we have a right to freedom of speech. We don't. We actually are, it is actually illegal for us to yell obscenities, racial obscenities in the street. We could be arrested for that.
Yeah.
America, you couldn't be. Right, that's where this whole freedom of speech combating with, like you mentioned, being politically correct, being easily offended kind of coincides in some kind of strange way, to the point where now we can get fired for saying shut up.
Yeah.
And in this industry, I don't think we need to be seeing people punished for venting and punished for being...
You go into the game chat of Guild Wars 2, I'm sure you'll see much worse things.
Oh,
my God, you can sit down in my study and hear worse things from my brother.
Game chat in any community is just far worse than what we've just seen.
Go play League of Legends and say, hi, guys, I'm new.
Yeah.
I keep being told I need to play League of Legends, and that's the reason I won't.
Oh, okay. Because
I'm like, I'm not ready for that kind of...
See, when I get a new computer, then you can do that. And we'll be yelled at together. We'll just be...
Now, there is a setting where you can turn off chat completely before you even start playing.
Yes, but can you turn off these people?
You cannot.
Okay.
Yes.
No. I've had people type obscenities at me on Heroes of the Storm. I'm pretty sure you were on there because I started yelling
loudly. Yeah.
Because he didn't understand what my character was doing.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yes, I remember.
Is ArenaNet an American company?
I believe it's American owned, and the only thing they have made is Guild Wars, Guild Wars 2, and some weird 8-bit thing.
Okay.
Right, okay. Yeah, so I guess the tie back to Gamergate here is, you know, people have started manipulating social media and their presence to try and get journalists fired from their jobs.
Yes.
And it actually almost worked for a few people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the names with me here, but it has happened with another dev, and they actually found out that they got so many, like, written complaints. So, like, what the hell's going on? Like, what has this person done? And they're about to fire her. And one of the letters had a glitch in it. So it was a template that was just literally copy paste, put a name in here, all this kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
So they're like mass spamming out all these things to different developers trying to get women fired.
I think that's absolutely horrendous.
It is crazy.
We can't. Why are we? Why would you want to do this? What, you claim to love the game and you get rid of the people that made it? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And what makes it worse, actually, I forgot to mention this, the template was, you know, if you run like a template, you put like insert name here or something. Or if it's like a code or something, there's usually like a percent sign something. So this one was percent, all caps, female name. So it wasn't just person name, it was female name.
So it's
Wow.
So it's literally any developer. So they're just throwing this at them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's horrendous.
It's a bit mental.
Well, that's not only causing issues for the gamers, but like for the developers. But what if you actually had a legitimate complaint at this time?
Yeah, exactly. You just think it's a spam, like.
And I guess their thought process would be, well, they folded under pressure once. Let's see how many times we can do it.
Yeah,
that's insane.
If Gamergate has this power to get developers almost fired, is there any way to stop Gamergate from doing this stuff? When it would
really
limit them from really having such power, quote unquote, quote?
I think the power comes from one, let's say 100 individuals who have no time on their hands. Like, they have immense time on their hands, rather. They have no actual obligation to do anything but harass these people.
Yeah.
So, really, the only way to combat that is to get the majority to defend these people that are being targeted, because there's no way 100 people can dox 10,000. They could dox 5, but they can't do it to everyone.
Mm.
They don't have the time nor the money. And if they're doing it, like, obviously you can write a script that just shoves out emails willy-nilly, but it probably is a lot of manpower that they're not even that they're having to focus on this sort of stuff. Mm. So really, if you see it, defend it. There's not see it, say something. That's something that's not really mentioned a lot in our society anymore.
Mm.
It's mainly to do with terrorism, but this is a form of terrorism. This is harassment en masse.
Yeah,
like it's like gang stalking almost.
And the concern would be not so much women being fired, because if they're now like noticing that this is happening and they're like, oh, well, we don't actually need to fire anyone. They haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
But women willingly leave and say, I actually can't be part of this industry anymore, which we've seen. So again, I don't have names, but I've read articles with these women who are like, I just can't work here. So you're just going to lose women from the gaming industry.
Which is what Gamergate wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from what we've seen, we probably shouldn't let them have what they want. So you've got to support indie developers. You've got to encourage people to stand up for these people and not be a dick.
Yes.
Like having one woman fired for this, if I were working in this industry, I would probably leave, because it would be like, well, it's only a matter of time before that's me.
Mm.
Yep.
It's such a weird thing, because I'm like, wouldn't you want more women on the team? Kind of bring a bit more, you know, different viewpoints in and stuff, because guys have a bad habit of being really one-sided.
Well, we have had, like, there's been arguments and arguments, especially after E3, about how female-centric this E3 was.
What?
Like, there was a lot of, there was backlash because the majority of, well, not the majority, 50%, literally 50% of the games featured strong female characters.
Right, okay. I thought as in presenters.
No. There was no female presenters, basically. Yeah. But, like, the characters, there was backlash for the characters all being women.
Yeah. Like, what's their argument? They don't relate, or
I don't know. They're just like, why are there so many? What is this?
Why are there so many men?
Yeah, it doesn't. Just think about it.
I hate female characters. Yeah. Worse.
Every 30 minutes, they get all moody.
What does that even mean? Oh dear, I think we've run our show to where it needs to conclude here. Basically, don't try and get women developers fired because they make the games you love, you morons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sums it up nicely.
Yeah.
Excellent. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitter. With mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine's at Nimble Mimble.
Mine's at Adam Exley.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And Kaya Refuses. Excellent. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll join you next week. No, you'll join us next week for another episode of The Replay.